This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear your unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would like to start with T-Hack.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say yourself, and I didn't want to hear that.
No. I think, T-Hack, there's something desperately wrong with you.
Oh. What?
Oh, that is an unpopular opinion. I'm very well
liked. Right. Yeah.
TX said off the air, as if this is a normal thing, I hate popcorn.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have never in my life met a person who doesn't like popcorn.
I know one other person.
What is wrong with that person?
I don't know.
And they're probably a
you
important
know
part of your life, I would assume. Probably a great friend.
They actually are.
Yeah. I mean.
Are you being serious?
Caitlin, my sister.
No.
Yeah. But they do have one thing in common. T-Hack and Caitlin. No. Phenomenal teeth.
That has nothing to do with it.
I'm wondering if it's just like the kernel's getting stuck. Like they're so crazy about their teeth.
What's wrong with my teeth? I just ate a Fit Crunch bar, so I don't want to smile right
I don't
now.
You can close your mouth anytime.
Sorry. Tell us why. What did popcorn do to you?
Nothing. In fact, I think I used to eat it as a kid, and then there was just at some point I don't like that anymore, and I stopped eating it. And now it did kind of gross me out for a while, and now I realize I'm like mature enough to think I would probably enjoy it. It's butter. It's salt. It's crunchy. Like what's not
to
like?
The popcorn at OP is like truffle, parmesan.
Yeah, I didn't eat any.
Really?
I've never had it.
I don't know if he would like that because of the truffle, but like the classic butter and salt, what grossed you out about it? Do you know?
I don't know. Okay. There's just something I don't like. It's like too puffy maybe because I don't like Cheetos. They're kind of in the same like
You like crunchy
vein.
Cheetos?
What do you mean? Crunchy?
There's two different kinds of Cheetos.
The puffy and then
there's
the regular.
Puffy Cheetos and then there's
I don't know,
Cheetos Puffs.
I'm out of the game so hard. I don't even know. What
a
Cheetos
guy who'll eat a cosmic brownie not eating a Cheeto freaks
any?
Me out.
Yeah, not a like Cheeto. No, or a cheese puff for sure. That's too, like, just, ugh.
I could eat a whole bag of, like
I can't stop thinking about Cheetos right now. In fact, I don't think we have time to take any phone calls because I got to go find Cheetos and popcorn. So you wouldn't eat pirate booty?
No. No,
I
wouldn't.
That's the most unpopular opinion I've ever heard on this show.
I wouldn't. No, I've never had it. I understand I would probably like it now. But I've gone so long without eating it. Why start now? You know, you guys are always saying this about coffee. I'm trying to like, maybe I should try coffee.
Yeah, but you try coming into the coffee water all the wrong way. He goes and buys goes to Dunkin' and buys like a 32 ounce.
Like black coffee even.
It's America not runs even. On Dunkin'. That's what everyone's drinking.
But also,
I do like Dunkin'.
I've never had their coffee.
It's
seems
not
like
bad.
It's trash.
But
it
I'm
seems
just
like
saying,
it's Dutch Bros. It's like it's not good. It's like meant for kids.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it would be great for T-Hack to get that introduction.
If they made a Mountain Dew coffee, you'd drink it.
Ooh, yeah. And a cosmic brownie.
Can I give my unpopular opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone has one of these, and I think even some of my friends have it. So if you're a friend of mine, please turn the radio off right now. Great. The decorating trend, and I think Skip, what's his name? Joanna and
Chip
started this. The barn door thing. If you have a barn door in your house, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I know everybody's like, oh, it's so cool, man. I just blocked off my...
And they're pretty, I get it, but they don't
really... They serve no purpose.
Yeah, they don't do their job.
Yeah.
Is it blocking light out? Nope. Is it blocking smell out? Nope. Is it locking anybody out of the room? Nope. It's just like, why don't you put up the beads? Why don't you put up the stupid beads that people had to go into the back room of Blockbuster to look at porn? It's the same thing.
It's not
a door.
It's kind of like an unfinished pocket door almost.
Yes.
It's like you just can't hide the door. It's just always out.
It's,
yeah.
And I know it's not a popular opinion, but it's like, because everybody's like, oh, my Chip and Joanna came and did shiplap and did a barn door in my house. It's stupid. It's not a door.
I feel the same way. I'll take you one step further about the hidden doors that everyone's doing, like the bookshelf. Have you seen?
Oh, I love those.
Take it back.
No, it's too common now.
I want one.
It used to be like, oh, you have a secret door in your house? That's insane. And now it's like, yeah, like 8 of them have them on the neighborhood. Like, it's not cool anymore. And you
can
tell,
wanted,
like,
to go to my furnace.
That bookshelf that looks, that's definitely just a door.
Oh, man, that makes me sad that you don't like it, because it's been a dream of mine to get
one.
No,
don't let it make you sad. That dude doesn't like puffs.
You're right. You know
His
what?
His opinion doesn't matter.
Here's what we need.
Come on. We need
people who matter
to
tell us their unpopular opinion. So from this point forward, T-Hack will not be allowed to speak.
Perfect.
303-222-5423 or text into the same, Jesus. Text into 303-222-5423. Yes, give your opinion.
Yes, so going back to coffee, actually, the people who are the, like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee are insufferable. I feel like that's...
Do you know what I think is so fun?
What?
He's sitting over there trying to not speak.
He's trying hard.
You can talk, buddy.
Oh, thanks. No, you guys were doing great.
You're quiet again.
Oh, wait, are you the... Can I do another one that's you?
Yeah. What is what?
You don't think breakfast is good. Is that true?
No, I like breakfast food. I just don't eat breakfast. I don't really eat breakfast.
Mm. Was it Little D? Somebody didn't like breakfast. I thought you don't like breakfast. Maybe it's just that. Like
that I just don't eat it. I'm just not hungry I've broken out of the, like,
What do you think about, like, breakfast for dinner?
That I like.
Okay. That's one of the greatest things.
I love
for sure.
I know a person, and we all know them, and I don't want to say their name, but this person, they have two unpopular opinions, which makes it hard for me to be friends with them. Mm. One, bacon is trash.
Oh.
Two,
that's tough.
Caramel is trash.
Oh my gosh.
What?
This is a person who two of the greatest things on the face of planet Earth, they're like, ew. Because,
oh my God.
Because both those things have become so popular that everybody's like, ooh, I'm going to put caramel on bacon, or I'm going to put bacon on my caramel. Like, and they just think both those things are...
I do think the bacon thing went too far. I still love bacon,
though.
But I think...
It doesn't matter.
There was, like, bacon soda.
I know.
Like, chill.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a personality.
It should be something
you enjoy. But
I'll eat bacon. Like, if I usually just have bacon cooked, and I just walk by and just eat it.
That's fine. That's bacon. You don't need bacon flavored coffee. You don't need bacon flavored jelly beans.
Up?
I don't know. It was the first thing that came to my head.
You addicts.
All right. If you have an unpopular opinion, we want to hear what it is. But don't call if you don't like popcorn.
front of the line.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for unpopular opinions. Did somebody back me up on the barn door, or what'd they say?
No, they just said that they can be locked, and then they called you a name. I left that out, but... They called you a dumbass.
For not liking barn doors?
Because you said that they can't be locked, but
maybe they can be locked, but even then, it's like this huge gap underneath the thing. It's just, they're just dumb. Barn doors are dumb. As a door. Okay, Mike.
Yai.
What's your unpopular opinion?
I think the best hangover cure is just a glass of cold whole milk.
That's gross.
Really?
It's disgusting, dude.
I get it. I know it's weird, but I love it.
So you're saying I drank a whole bottle of tequila, and in the morning I'm going to fire down something curdleable on top of it?
Ew.
That's your plan?
No, make sure it's cold. I understand. I get it. I'm fully aware of how weird it is, but it's every time I'm hungover, I drink milk and it feels better.
A lot or a little?
Like a half gallon.
A half gallon? Oh my God, Mike.
I sort of want to party with you.
Throughout the day, but yeah.
Okay, and it works. You're saying you feel better.
I feel instantly better. It actually does. It's more refreshing. I have no idea why, but it makes me feel refreshed.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that you're refreshed with your milkness. Thank you, dude. Jennifer?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. What's your unpopular opinion?
I can't stand pumpkin spice lattes.
Mm.
I think it tastes like nutmeg.
Sorry, I'm starting a slow clap. Are we not jumping in on that?
I've never had one.
Well, you don't...
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Well, when it comes to coffee, you don't know what you're doing, but, like, They're stupid. Like, I'm sorry. That's, all y'all are just waiting around
the
thing. For them.
I hate them. I hate them so much.
But you get one every
year. But I get one.
Because you're... So what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Do you get them, Jennifer? Do you fall into the trap?
No.
Good.
I tried it once. I had one taste, and I was like, why do people like this so much? It's just... It doesn't even taste like pumpkin to me. It tastes like nutmeg.
It does. It tastes like nutmeg. Mm. It's... By the way, pumpkin doesn't taste like pumpkin.
It doesn't.
Everybody was like, we're eating nutmeg flavored whatever. You know what? I can go one better with this. Every single thing, everybody listening, like fast food people, every single thing that the fast food industry takes away from you and gives it to you every once in a while, they do for the very specific reason. Because if it was good, it would
demand.
Always be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
McRib is trash. Oh my God, I can't wait till the McRib comes. Yeah, you can. It sucks.
Yeah.
They take it away and then you go, oh, I want it again. Just like pumpkin spice latte.
Now this I'm an expert in the field on, and I agree with that. And the Shamrock Shake is the same way.
The Shamrock Shake, it's trash.
Right, you would never order that if it was just there.
No, you're like, what? I haven't been able to have it for 11 months, so now I have to get one. Yeah. But they're, okay, thank you for the call. There's one on text that we have to talk about. What did they say?
Yeah, someone said, unpopular opinion, I hate the movie Elf.
Thoughts?
Very unpopular opinion.
I like it. I watch it every year. It gets a little less funny every year, but I also get another year older.
What?
So I don't know. I think I just, I've seen it. It's cute. I like it,
But you watch that other old black and white movie, the trash one, every
year. It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
Oh, what? My God.
Shoo-shoo's
we paddles. Have to go somewhere else. Because I'm going to beat both of you up.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.